Turning to the United States and the autopsy of the late financier Jeffrey Epstein, who was found dead in an apparent suicide last week, has raised more questions than answers. Mr. Epstein was being held in a New York prison on charges of sex trafficking involving dozens of girls in the 2000s. Now there are reports the autopsy shows Mr. Epstein had broken bones in his neck, fueling rumours that he was strangled. Alex Tai compiled this report.
It was the announcement that rocked the world and devastated his victims.
Jeffrey Epstein has died by suicide.
The financier had been locked up at MCC Manhattan, where he had been held pending trial on federal sex trafficking charges.
Jeffrey Epstein, a multimillionaire financier, had pleaded not guilty in July to charges of sex trafficking involving dozens of underage girls between 2002 and 2005. He'd been injured in his jail cell already, and then last week he was found in what seemed to be an apparent hanging. The circumstances of his death remain under question, but details of his autopsy have already come to light. Sources close to the case say his autopsy revealed his neck had been broken in several places, injuries that can occur to people who have either hanged themselves or who have been strangled. It's inflamed speculation of foul play. But forensic expert Dr. Lawrence Jobolinsky isn't so sure.
Based on the autopsy, based on what we've learned surrounding his history, based upon what we've read about the damage to the neck, the hyoid bone, it's all consistent with suicide. It's less consistent with homicide.
The speculation focuses on one bone that was broken near the Adam's apple, the hyoid bone, which Dr. Lawrence says often breaks during strangulation. It can also be broken when someone hangs themselves.
But it's a fragile structure, so hanging will break the hyoid bone, not all the time, but roughly 20-25% of the time, you will see a fractured hyoid bone. Does it necessarily point to a suicide? No. Does it point to a homicide? No. But it gives the medical examiner a little more information.
When Epstein's death was first reported, conspiracy theories took over the internet. One writer labeled it a new level in the choose-your-own-reality world of social media. Even Donald Trump contributed to speculation by retweeting baseless conspiracy theories. Andrew McCarthy served as a US attorney for the Southern District of New York and has had defendants in the same jail that Epstein died. He told Fox News that leaks into investigations do more damage than good.
Any kind of leaks about investigations where people cherry pick what facts that they want to put out under circumstances where we know in most investigations we need to have a comprehensive understanding of everything. And you can put too much or too little emphasis on individual facts.
And he says questions surrounding available CCTV vision around the night of his death are much more important.
Would want to know if they actually had video of the common areas of the jail, mm-hmm. and they could tell whether someone else was able to get in and out of the cell. That, to me, would be at least as important a piece of evidence as...
Meanwhile, two investigations have been launched into Epstein's death, one by the FBI and one by the Justice Department, who will investigate why the millionaire was taken off suicide watch and did not have a cellmate at the time of his death. And prosecutors have also vowed that investigations into allegations of child sex trafficking will not stop, which may serve as some comfort to Epstein's many victims.
Alex Tai reporting.